This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1096. After IELTS results, tackle job interviews.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
In today's Life After IELTS episode, you'll hear sample answers to the most likely job interview questions. Get the vocabulary and confidence you need, not only for jobs, but for IELTS.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hey, Aubrey, how's your day so far?
Excellent. How are you doing?
I'm tired.
I haven't been sleeping that well. I have a touch of insomnia. So I'll wake up at like 3 a.m. and can't go back to sleep. So then I'm tired in the morning. Does that happen to you?
Not often. I'm usually a pretty good sleeper. But I have phases sometimes where I'll have a couple nights bad sleep and I'll just take some melatonin. Like I have some melatonin gummies and I'll eat one of those to help me sleep. But usually I don't have much of a problem. That's lucky. That's a terrible problem to have.
I know. And then I can't usually nap really. So it's hard to catch up, right? I feel like it sticks with me for a couple of days.
You know, I'm sure our listeners experience this because they're nervous about their exam, right? The night before, it could be hard to sleep for sure. So we definitely recommend creating as much of a peaceful environment as you can for yourself to ensure a good night's rest. Do not study. Do not take any practice tests or whatever the day before your exam, guys. Just get some sleep, right? Meditate, take a bath, listen to some music, like whatever you need to do. So the next morning for your exam, because it's a long day, you need to wake up being refreshed and revived and ready to go. So that's something to think about. But then also during your preparation, it can be stressful, right? Because you might get overwhelmed. It's hard. So guys, just make sure that you do have a study plan. Of course, we recommend our three key study plans, but you do need a study plan to follow so you don't get overwhelmed, right? Because that definitely happens a lot for IELTS students.
Yeah. And if you're not sure what to spend your time on, you could be staying up all hours of the night, putting in time, you know, and stressing yourself out. You definitely need to know that the resources you're spending time on are helping your score so that you're following the study plan. You're very strategic about the time you're using. I think this is so vital. I know that this is part of what has helped some of our recent students that have been posting in Facebook get the amazing scores that they're getting. We actually want to give a shout out here. A couple of students posted this past week. Livia, who got an overall 8, amazing scores. Listening 7.5, reading 8, writing 7, speaking 8.5. She's going to come on the podcast in a couple of weeks. I can't wait for you guys to hear her story. And another student, right, Jessica?
Another one.
Yes, his scores are amazing.
This is so amazing, you guys. Yeah, and another student, Valentine. Listening 8.5, reading 9. Writing 7, speaking 7, overall 8. These are incredible scores, you guys, and we are so proud of these students. And That is what is motivating our episode today, guys. You know that we're trying to branch out a little bit on this show from time to time, at least a couple episodes a month. We are talking to you about your life after IELTS, okay? So these students, right, this is what they're thinking about now. They got their IELTS results. That part is done. Challenge conquered. Achievement unlocked. So they're leveling up, right? Just like you guys, everybody listening to this podcast, you can get your IELTS results. But then what? That's not like the end of all of your preparation. Then there might still be cause for sleepless nights, right? If you have to have a tough job interview or you have a bunch of immigration paperwork to fill out, like there's always going to be challenges, right? There's always a next mountain to climb. So guys, we are here for every English mountain you will climb. So today we're going to talk about job interviews. Aubrey is actually going to interview me for a job. So listen up, guys. We're going to pull out some great vocabulary for you that you can use in your future interviews. And honestly, you can use these phrases on your IELTS exam as well. You have to talk about yourself in speaking part one, right? So this is all useful for IELTS, guys. But all of these questions and some of the vocab come from our business English course, which is amazing. So if you are ready for that, guys, check out allearsenglish.com/business. Okay, so Aubrey, what job are you interviewing me for?
Yes, I am going to interview you to be a tour guide in Portland, which you're qualified for. You've lived in Portland for some time, I think.
Yes.
So yes, I'm going to ask you questions from the interview module of our business course. And this is amazing. I was able to interview a hiring manager at a very large company, and it was fascinating to get all of her insight. It's amazing. And yeah, just important to know what types of questions to expect on job interviews. So pay attention to the questions as well as Jessica's answers. You ready, Jessica?
I think so. Okay. So, okay. I want to be a tour guide in Portland. All right. I got my character. I'm ready to go.
Nice. All right. Tell me about your background.
Well, I was born and raised in Carson City, Nevada, but I want to move forward in that background timeline to what is applicable to this specific job, because I believe that I have decades of life that has prepared me for this job. I have traveled to over 30 countries. I've lived in, I think, 6 countries by now. So I've been all over the world. I am practiced at talking easily and making other people feel comfortable no matter what culture they are from. And I know that a lot of people from all over the world visit Portland, Oregon. And so I am ready to talk easily and fluently in English with all of these tourists. And I also know, according to their culture, what food recommendations perhaps would be interesting to them, or the hot spots that they might feel comfortable going to. So I think my life of travel and teaching has prepared me extremely well for this position.
Excellent. I feel like I should give you some good feedback right now. Do you want to wait for the whole interview first, or let's do one question at a time?
Let's pick out some great stuff for the students as we go.
Awesome. Okay. First of all, I loved your use of present perfect to talk about things you've done, right? I have lived in Portland for this amount of time. I've traveled to 30 different countries. It's so nice to know the grammar that you need to use. And just those phrases you're pulling from the business course to say, well, I was born and raised in Carson City, Nevada, but let's talk about where I've been since then, right? So these templates, these sentence starters are so helpful in giving you confidence, first of all, to know that you're answering a very high level way, right? Well done.
Thank you so much. Am I hired, or are there more questions?
No, more questions.
Darn it. I thought I nailed it. Okay.
Right. Wouldn't it be nice if interviews were that simple?
Just like,
tell me about your background. Okay, you're hired.
I know. Just one question. You're like, oh, that was like 5 minutes. Great.
Nice.
Can I get paid soon?
Okay, second question. Tell me about your hobbies.
Oh, Oh, gosh. Well, I consider myself to be a kind of a sporty person. So I live a very active lifestyle. I walk and run with my dogs every single day. I coach my son's soccer team. So I'm out playing with the kids 3 times a week. And I also enjoy having walking dates with friends. That's usually how I socialize, is I go on walking dates. So that also prepares me for this job, right? Because I am accustomed to being on my feet for many hours. I tell you, some of these walking dates with my friends can last many hours if we're having tough weeks. So I am more than ready to be on my feet for long periods of time and still have energy to entertain tourists.
Oh, so good. Okay, a couple things, right? So first of all, Jessica used one of our template sentences or sort of answer starters. I consider myself to be, this is so high level, so native, right? To say a sporty person, or maybe you could say an artsy person, right? However you're described, that's a great way to start that answer. And then I really loved how you used your answer to share your qualifications, right? This is a great tip straight from our interview module in this course, that instead of just droning on and on about your hobbies, you used that to share how you're qualified, because your hobby of walking has prepared you to get this job as a tour guide.
Yeah, that's one of the tips we give you in our business course, guys, is that for your answers have to be, you have to be tuned in to the your objective, right? Which is to make yourself suitable to this job, to in front of this person talking to you. So as much as possible, like, don't, you know, don't go crazy with it and make connections that are weird, but whenever possible, definitely connect your skills, your abilities, your interests, your life to this position, right? Okay, Aubrey, I think we have time for just one more question. And remember, guys, if you want all of the most common questions and how to answer them, remember, we actually spoke to real hiring managers, right? So we know what questions they ask and what they want to hear. So if you are ready for that, guys, go to allearsenglish.com/business. Okay, one more question.
Okay, what environment or work culture suits your style of working best?
Oh, this is an interesting question. Well, to be honest, I thrive in a flexible working environment. I thrive in alternative working environments, I could say. I have never been one to go into an office and sit at a desk from 9 to 5. I've had many jobs throughout my life, but I have never had one of those jobs. So I would say non-traditional and flexible work environments and open communicative culture suits me best, because my working style is I do have a very hard work ethic. If there is something to do, I get that done, right? Like, I tackle the clear objectives before me, and I am a perfectionist in that way, that I will do everything I can to achieve the objectives of my work, of my position, of my company. But I also like the freedom to tackle those in a variety of ways. I like to be able to offer original ideas. So, for example, as far as this job is concerned, I think we could reach out on different social media platforms. And I also have experience developing social media campaigns to reach out to people. And I could certainly undertake that for this job as well.
Ooh, very nice. No, that's so good, right? First of all, some really great vocabulary. To be using the verb thrive has such a positive context. Instead of just saying, like, I like this environment, or I do well in this environment, that verb thrive gives so much collateral to you. It's going to really make you come across as someone who is going to do well, is really going to be able to be the best one for the job, right? And also tackle. That's such a like just an active verb of, I can just visualize you getting in there and getting done what needs to be done, right? Instead of saying, like, I would do this well, say, I'm going to tackle that with all my energy, is great. Now, you used something from our business module that it's so important with a question like this to make sure you're sharing clear objectives and goals, right? You would not want to sort of meander about what you need at the office. This is a chance for you to share. What are your objectives? What can you bring to the table, as we say? And you did that. You started sharing ideas about social media and what you could do. Think about how this is going to come across to an employer to see like that they're really going to value you, that you are going to bring so much to this position.
Yeah, don't be afraid to offer some new ideas, right? To bring your personal smarts to the table, as we say. To be honest, guys, I'll let you in on a little secret. That is one of the many things that encouraged Lindsay and I to absolutely fall in love with Aubrey and want her on the team, is that she stood out from all the other people that wanted to help us out at All Ears English. Aubrey, you stood out because from the get-go, that's a great idiom, from the get-go, you were like, I have ideas for this course and like a podcast about this and that. And we're like, okay, she's amazing. We need her today. So guys, that really helps you stand out, especially if you are, and I know many of you will, apply to very large organizations. We have a lot of students who are working for international companies, right? Imagine how many candidates you are being compared to. So standing out with interesting vocabulary, like we have outlined today, standing out with unique ideas and confidence. And that's something I want you guys to take away from my answers as well. I don't want you, like, I'm not bragging. I'm not like, I'm the best and I'm amazing. But I'm also not afraid to talk about my skills and accomplishments, right? And that's something you guys have to get used to as well, right? Another way to stand out is your confidence, okay? All right, awesome. This has been very useful. I love it. And guys, remember, a lot of parts of these sample answers I gave today are also great for IELTS. All right. So definitely listen a couple times and note down some interesting vocab you can use on the exam. And if you are ready, if you are in the job market, as we say, go to allearsenglish.com/business. All right. Awesome. That was really fun. Hey, am I hired?
You're hired. Great job. You start tomorrow.
All right. See ya. No, just kidding. Guys, that's not a real job. I'll be here on the podcast next week. Don't worry.
All right. See you next time, Jess.
All right. Sounds good. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.